Yirmiyah Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Yud Ches Ilinishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So everybody in Egypt has collapsed in fear and tripped over each other as they run away and are in a complete panic. And Paro is nowhere to be found, and everything fell apart. Chai Ani Nu'um HaMelech Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. As I live, says the king, capital K king, whose name is Hashem Tzvakos. Ki kesavar beharim uchecharmel bayom yavo. Just as Tavar is among the mountains, and the Carmel is by the sea, yavo, Nebuchadnezzar is going to come. So this is a major oath. Whenever you say Chai Hashem, that's a major, major oath. And the most sacred oath possible. So at the time, the man Loi says, it seems like at the time that Yirmiyahu spoke these words, they seemed odd and irrational to his listeners. They could not believe that Bavel was going to successfully invade Egypt and defeat them so quickly. And so he gave it his all. Rashi says, like Tavar, a mountain among other mountains, and Har Carmel overlooks the sea. These mountains, the Medrash says, were worthy of having the Torah given on them instead of Har Sinai, but because of the many idolatries that were performed there, Har Tavar, Har HaKarmel, remember Eliyahu HaNavi against the Nevi HaBaal, all at Har HaKarmel, they were disqualified. So the comparison there, according to these Mefarshim, is that just as those mountains are disqualified, Egypt is disqualified. You test, Klei Gola Asi Lach. Make for yourself baggage of exile. Pack your bags, pack your suitcases. Yoshev Es Bas Mitzrayim, daughter of Egypt. All of you young women who live in Egypt, get ready for a trip, but it's not a trip that you wanted to take. It's not going to be a vacation. Bad stuff. Kinof l'shamasihiya, because the great city of Nof, with all of its massive monoliths and statuary and pyramids that kings put up for their own glory, is going to be absolutely destroyed. It'll become laid waste. V'nitzasa me'ein yoshev. And it will be desolate without any inhabitants, which is a phrase we have heard so many times about the cities of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. And now Egypt is going to undergo the same fate. So they may have gloated upon the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but their time is going to come when the same thing is going to happen to them. Chaf Egla Yefei Fiha Mitzrayim. Very, very famous phrase. Egypt is a beautiful calf. Or as one of the translations I've seen is a fair heifer. A beautiful kingdom, Rashi says, based on Targum Yonasan. I don't know if this has to do with worshipping calves as well. But Egypt is Yefei, Eglo Yefei Fiha. Keretz Mitzafon Bava. But guess what? Destruction is coming from the north. You bet. Bava. It's coming, it's coming. Doubled to emphasize. Remember, we had Yirmiyahu at the very beginning of the Sefer saying, I see a pot bubbling up in the north and its smoke is washing southward. Well, now the smoke has come far enough to reach Egypt as well. Chavalav gam sichi reha vikirba ke'egle marbeik. Her princes who are in her midst, the midst of Egypt, are like fatted calves. The fatted calves that you fatten up to be shechted. That's what's going to happen. Sichi Reha is also translated by some Farshim as being the people who were hired to save it, the mercenary soldiers. The mercenary soldiers are like fatted calves because they sat down to eat and drink and they're not going out to battle, they're not going to defend. All the money that they were paid is for nothing. Because all those mercenary soldiers as well, they're going to turn their back, they're going to run away together, they will not stand. The Hessian soldiers on Christmas Day 1776, when Washington crossed the Delaware to go and make war against the mercenary soldiers in New Jersey, in Trenton, where they were eating and drinking and absolutely guzzling themselves. And there was almost no resistance when the rebels showed up. They found a bunch of drunk mercenaries. Yom Edom Bo Alehem Eis Pekudasam, because, and generally this means their holiday, Yom Edom, which would be very appropriate for the story of the German mercenaries in Trenton. But in this case, Yom Edom is also translated as the day of their misfortune has arrived upon them. Eis Pekud Asam, the time that they're going to be punished. Chavez Kola Kanachosh Yeilech. The voice of Egypt will go out like the voice of the snake. So it's hissing. It's on its belly. It's crying out like a snake. And this is a very apt metaphor for Egypt, which had a lot going on with asps and snakes and such by the Nile. Ki v'chayil yelechu. Because a snake on the move, they're going to march with force. Uv'kardumos ba'ula, and they're going to go up against Egypt with axes. And kechot ve'etzim, like hewers of wood. So whenever soldiers met each other in battle, and that's still true today, they make a huge racket, banging their weapons against their shields, making a racket to terrify the opposing force, a rebel yell, like the Southerners used in the American Civil War. And the Targum Yonasan is going to say that even when they bang against their weapons, Targum Yonasan says, they're feeble like a hissing snake. There's no fear that comes because of that kind of noise. What you got? They're going to be chopped down like trees. They're going to be just chopped up. A feeble, defenseless army that's got nothing that it can do to try to save itself.